Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM. It's Ken Evans and Rachel. Great time for your Hollywood hookup.
Kardashians. Do you like the Kardashians? Do you watch them?
I don't keep up usually.
No.
My wife used
really
to
anymore.
Watch some of it.
Yeah.
So I could pay attention, but it was just, it's too much sometimes.
It is.
Like, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not a big Kardashian like hater.
Right. I mean, you're not like, oh my God, stop.
But I'm not a fan. So
okay.
I'm a neutral.
It's middle ground.
Like Kanye, I love his music.
Yeah.
Everything else is kind of like the smocks he makes and all that stuff.
Terrible fashion.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of where I land on all this.
Well, this woman is not middle ground. She absolutely hates him. I guess this has something. There's political undertones of them going to Cuba, but that's not the point of the story. This chick went nuts. She showed up at one of their Dash stores. The Kardashians have a fashion line that they have stores called Dash, and they're in different big cities everywhere. The first one is in Miami, which I believe is where this went down. This woman showed up at the Dash store yesterday and held a gun to the cashier's head.
Yeah.
And then she left. Obviously, she didn't kill anybody, but she called the police, and then the media showed up.
So the media shows up because this is a Kardashian store.
Yes. The media is there all the time because they go to these stores quite a lot.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because, I mean, they run them. So she leaves. The media shows up. Apparently, she wasn't done with her day. She came back with a machete to the Dash store, so the media got it all on camera.
This is what it sounded like.
The Kardashians will be executed in
I know.
Communist territory! They'll be killed! You want to get stabbed?
Oh, my. She's got a giant machete in this video.
I know. It's crazy, right?
We've got to link this up on 1053hotfm.com because there's a cameraman, too.
Yes.
Obviously, the one taping her, and then there's one on the other side. The guy's got some sack there. He's just, holding his ground with this lady with a machete.
He's a badass, for sure.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's crazy. I'll put it up on the Hot FM page.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin Hart. So we've been talking a lot about Kevin Hart because he's a big story this week due to the fact that there's a video of him getting down and it's all him and he apologized for it.
I guess he just owned up to it, but still, his wife is going to stay with him because he's rich as hell and this is proof.
Well, it absolutely is. If you don't know, she's very knocked up. I think she's like 7 months pregnant.
Oh, man.
They've got this baby shower planned and it's a Lion King theme. $120,000 almost, this baby shower.
For a baby shower.
That is nuts. You're not Beyonce, you know what I mean?
What do you do if you get the invite to that? You just can't show up with like the diaper genie and go, here you go.
No, you absolutely can't.
You can't really smell the poop with one of these, Kevin.
Seriously. Katy Perry's coming to town December 7th, and she's doing some interviews talking a little bit about her new tour.
I want people to feel joy when they leave, and I also want them to feel inspired. I'm flying on a star, too. So much stuff is happening. You just gotta go.
It's insane, a Katy Perry show. Did you go last time she was at Van Andel?
No, but I have seen her. I saw her a few years ago.
It's insanity.
She likes to fly.
Even if you're not a fan, the spectacle is ridiculous.
I took my husband.
The Super Bowl halftime show was like pretty much dead on what her regular shows look like.
Yeah. She's crazy these days, though.
So that's going to be a lot of fun December 7th at Van Andel Arena. That's your Hollywood hookup. Ken Evans, Rachel Gray, Hot FM.